through the news here, and then I see an article that reminds me as to why I would never be able to have friends over for Jazzline or do anything with them. Headline, former HGTV star arrested, denies claims of child molestation. It goes on to say, former HGTV star has been arrested in connection with an active warrant stemming from allegations that he molested a 10-year-old girl. The star, however, denies the allegations. It goes on to say that essentially he had somebody over his house, a little girl, his daughter's friend, and the girl said that she was asleep on the couch and awoke to the guy touching her, and that he left the room and came back for more. And then after that, he went ahead and told her after the incidents happened that if you tell somebody that he's going to go to jail and his or her friend is not going to have a dad. Holy shit. Girl's 10 years old. Holy smokes, man. These men, man, I'll tell you. And this is just an allegation, but again, why would a 10-year-old girl come out and say such things? I mean, people are not going to fabricate this at all, right? You know, and that's the sad thing about it is that when you're breaking the trust of another parent and it just, you're not able to do it anymore. I mean, think about the whole Michigan State scenario. How many of those girls, their parents, I should say, you know, were trusting of the coaches, of the doctors, of people that were handling their girls. And from what I read on that one is that, you know, those people in that field, in that sport, there are events where or instances where the parents are not allowed to be around. And I understand it because you have the helicopter parents. You have those intense, quote-unquote, LeVar Ball coaches. They just want to have their hands all in it. And, you know, you got to kind of deter that. Keep that under control. But at the same time, you know, how can you go ahead and now with all this shit going on, how can a parent feel comfortable leaving their kid with another grown-up? I mean, look, this headline I just told you about, this guy's married and this guy has kids and he still molested a friend. So imagine a guy like me. Jesus Christ, they're gonna look at me like, oh my God, you're gonna kill her, you're gonna do all these crazy things. And that's just the way of the world, isn't it? That us as men, we're predators. Hashtag me too. Hashtag time's up. And that's something that we have to live with. I mean, it's ongoing. I mean, this shit keeps on flowing, doesn't it? The Grammys was all about that. About this whole, you know, misogynistic man of power abusing it. And I've talked about this before. So, and it's just fascinating how all of this now is being counted as retroactive. Don't get me wrong. I think we should talk about it. I think it's something that is good. But, man, even Wendy Williams got on the – I mean, I'm not a fan of Wendy Williams, but she's a TV personality. Was talking about she's tired of it. She's tired of this whole Me Too movement. I think it's good to bring awareness. But because of stories like parents being predators, man, of doctors taking advantage of these things, of these opportunities for kids, man, it's sick, twisted. And, heck, I even remember just recently listening to a podcast where a lady was talking about that the dark web, as far as the internet. I don't know if any of you all know about this, but there's an internet out there, the dark web, where it's illegal. You can't Google. It's not even part of the regular internet that we surf. And in that world, they have a lot of crazy stuff. Now, anything you can think of crazy, they have it there, right? And this lady was talking about on the podcast that most of the things on the dark web is child pornography. Holy smokes. It's just a scary world out there. It really is. And when you knowing all these men, you know, have this testosterone building up all the time, shit. It's scary, man. Scary shit that, you know, my child is going to have to endure. I'm telling you, man, I really want her to do jiu-jitsu. Want her to whip some ass. Learn how to handle a Rambo knife or something. Get a particular set of skills. But, yeah, just very saddening, unfortunately, that all this trust is always being broken, man. And that's one thing about assault, the one thing about being molested is that it doesn't come from random strangers. It comes from the closest to us, from the people that we trust the most. That's the scary part about it. It's that, you know, these things, that's why they're so traumatic, because, you know, you're around people that you trust, and next thing you know, they use that trust or misuse it, and they want to go ahead and take advantage of you. And next thing you know, you're confused, and you're sitting there like, okay, you know, you don't know what to do. I agree. I agree with a lot of these people that come out and didn't know what to do at that time. And it's very shocking. It's hard to take in. Unless you've been through it, then you're able to react properly. But when it initially happens, you've never experienced it before, holy smokes. It's like, what are you to do? And I bet you with that little girl that stood over her friend's house, I mean, that was something that just didn't happen right away, right? And I don't care. At the end of the day, as a man or as an adult, whenever you're dealing with children, no matter what, I mean, this guy went ahead and in that article, he was talking about how he went ahead and committed himself in, and he's not guilty at all of the allegations. Whatever happened, at the end of the day, whether, let's just even say, let's give you the benefit of the doubt and say she initiated it, you still, as a grown-up, you have to get the fuck out of Dodge. That's a 10-year-old kid, right? I mean, you have to just go ahead and remove yourself from everything, and it's unfortunate, but you cannot allow things like that to happen. You cannot allow just being around in such environments or be around such kids. You gotta, I don't know, man, it's just a very weird thing. And as a man, I know that I'm viewed upon as a predator. I mean, I just go to work out in the mornings and I'm around a bunch of women that, you know, they just kind of keep away. You just feel that energy, like, don't talk to me, dude, please. And I abide. I just keep my head down. I don't try to make them feel scared in any way. And just the best way of doing it, because it's just very uncomfortable for women as they try to live in this world of predators, of men trying to take advantage of them. And this is something that, you know, this happens since childhood. That's the scary part about it. It's that a lot of these fears, a lot of these things happen, again, they happen in early childhood, man, where they just, the trust is broken, and they're trying to figure it out, and they're too ashamed to talk about it. And, you know, I don't even know what to do in that circumstance. But, you know, that's kind of where I'm very hard to trust people with my daughter, even staying anywhere. It's hard, man. It's hard for me. And that's something that, because I realize that you just never know. And not saying that I don't trust the people I know, but at the same time, it's kind of like how Magic Johnson used to say back in the day when he used to talk about the HIV movement. He used to say, you know, 100 abstinence is the only way where you don't get the disease, 100%. That's how I feel. It's that, yeah, you know, I could trust somebody with my daughter, but I feel 100% her being with me until she's older, until I feel I have a rapport, until I feel that she's able to communicate, doesn't have that fear, or is able to tell somebody, don't fucking touch me, you fucking pig. Get the fuck out of here. You know, until I feel comfortable with that, until I have those talks with her, right, then that's when you're able to kind of let go a little bit of that mistrust. But right now, it's very hard, because I know for her it's confusing. It would be confusing. I mean, can you imagine? All of us, you know, I've experienced things like that when I was little, but you just don't know what to do. Who are you going to talk to, your parents? I mean, they're going to look at you like, get the fuck out of here. And that's part of the communication you have to create at a very early stage. I know my little one fears me, but you, at the same time, I try to tell her, look, man, just tell me anything. You're fine. And I know what mom, she works the same way. Just scary world out there, man. This is hard to trust people. It's, man, it's unfortunate. But, and I don't think it's gotten worse. I really don't. I think our society now with technology, it just exposes it more. I don't think a lot of these things haven't been going on. They've probably been rampant within our society. It's just something that we're able to shed light on it now, and it's okay to talk about. And I think this Me Too movement and Time's Up is something that has exhibited that, you know, where people are able to unite, people are able to talk about it and share those stories. And that's social media is allowing that to happen. And but man, it's just really scary, man. When I read a story like that, guy has his daughter's friend over, and, you know, something bad happens in there. And who knows what happened, you know, who knows the truth, but I just, you hate to put yourself in that predicament, and that's why, as a man in this day and age, you just have to be very careful, and as a woman, I mean, you just have to, gosh, I mean, it's just very hard for them. I feel them, you know, because I've been all that stuff. I felt it from the other side. I mean, gosh, I get harassed at work. I get harassed around people. I just recently, I would say within the last year and a half. About the year and a half, I would say. I was out with some coworkers, and one got a little too frisky, touching me a bit too much, like getting her feels in. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you can't be doing that. But what am I going to say as a guy? Don't touch me. It's like you create, it's kind of a tough situation. So, you know, I've experienced it nowhere near as much as women, but you just have those women once in a while, and it's usually the ugly ones, the ugly, fat ones that get really brave because they have nothing to lose. It's like, you know, when you go out and you have the thick girl, big girl, she'd be like, fuck this, I ain't got nothing to lose. You ain't going to come home with me, so I might as well get my feelings in. And that's just the way it goes for us guys. We just have to deal with it. But, man, for our kids, man, it's just a very scary proposition when you having to have them go over someone's house and God forbid, something like that happens. You know, it's like mental trauma is permanent along those lines. It's something that you just don't know how someone's going to recuperate from it. I mean, a lot of people, they're survivors, and there are people that bounce back and are able to put that aside. But there's many others that becomes the beginning of an ugly cycle, whether it's to drugs, whether it's to sex addiction, whatever it is. And that's something that obviously you read about all the time. But, man, I just hate to hear those news, man. Good. Jeez, he instructed her not to tell anyone. And he would go to jail, or his daughter wouldn't have a dad. His son and daughter were asleep in the same room at the same time, according to the documents. Jesus. Ugh, scary shit, man.